Now is the Mike Calta Show.
8:13 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I got to tell you, that just made me very happy to hear Sean Avery. Sean Avery is easily my number one man crush right now.
White shirt. No.
Not sexually.
No. Do you want to be friends with them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I more want to be... Yeah, I want to be buddies with them.
Do you want to wear his skin?
Nope.
Oh. Do you want to be inside him?
Nope.
Whoa.
Not on any level.
Okay.
He just seems like the kind of guy I'd have a ball hanging
kissing.
Out with. But
oh.
No, I don't find him to be attractive.
You'd have a ball with?
No. I'm getting very confused here.
You want to go with Joe to the store?
No. He is he's the kind of guy that I'd want to hang out with, but not my normal type of guy. Doesn't you understand? I like, it's like somebody you want to be friends with that you don't know if you could be friends with that guy. I'm not saying this right.
But yeah, you guys don't probably have a lot in common.
Yes.
He was a professional athlete. He's really into... No, I'm not, like, making fun.
No, I get you.
He's really into fashion.
Right. I'm complete opposite of him.
Right.
I'm wearing basketball shorts. He's wearing some crazy painted-on jeans.
But maybe that's why you guys would be such good friends. You know, it's like yin and yang. You know what
opposite
I mean? But
track.
Yeah, together you guys
Let me bring
one.
Everybody up to speed. Sean Avery used to play professional hockey. He played for the Rangers and a bunch of other teams. And he's not the biggest guy in the world, but he was a real tough guy. And he was such a disruptor, they had to name a rule after him. They had to make a rule about distracting the goalie, and they call it the Sean Avery rule. And now in his retired years, he lives in New York with his supermodel wife, and he is an avid biker, and biking around New York City is a great way to go so that you don't have to be in the traffic. And they had put in bike lanes back in the 70s, and no one regards the bike lanes at all. They just double park, triple park. And he, being a tough guy, would confront them on video. He'd walk up to him, and he wouldn't go, "Hey, do you know you're in the bike lane?" He'd walk up to him and go, "Hey, you dumb fat son of a bitch, you're in the bike," and just waiting for the fight to happen. And it was some of the best video ever. Now he's got a kid, though. He mellowed out a little bit. He's still tough, but he mellows out. But there's no, I'm telling you right now, there's no better way to watch a hockey game or like a playoff game than to watch it through Sean Avery's eyes. So if you watch him, if you watch the play, and then you go and watch his Snapchat story or his Instagram story, because he knows hockey, he knows the players, and he just curses everybody. It's wonderful. And he hosts his own podcast, which we were just talking about off the air. It used to be called No F's Given. And since he got popular, they had to change it to No Gruff's Given, which that's kind of dumb. But
yeah.
Evidently they're giving a gruff because they had somebody gave a gruff and changed the name of the show.
I think everything you see on social media, that's exactly what he's like in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Like nothing is filtered at all.
No, I have asked hockey players that I know about him, and half of them hate him and half of them like him. And then he said Ryan Callahan. He played with Callahan. He said Callahan was nice, but he's got a stick up his ass. And then we played that for Callahan, and Callahan said, "Yeah, pretty much true."
Yeah.
That's pretty much true.
I am looking at pictures of his wife, who is stunningly beautiful, but she is like normal dress, looks like the hot mom.
Yep.
But then whenever she's in her supermodel stuff, she's total supermodel. But there's a picture of him and her, and he's wearing a black T-shirt with two scarves around his head. Yeah, fancy.
Yeah.
He knew that he wanted to be a celebrity more than he wanted to be a hockey player. So he would hit each season. I read his book, and each season he would say, "This is going to be my look for the season." So he went out. One year he went James Dean. He went all white T-shirts and jeans. And he said, you know, we'd be getting on a plane, all the hockey players would be in these, you know, custom-made suits, and I'd be wearing a white T-shirt and jeans wherever I went. And that just became his look, man.
It's like Joe with the jacket and the jeans.
The ladies' the jacket and
yeah.
the ladies'
he wore
jeans?
Men's jeans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Entirely different.
Well, I mean,
Jane Dean.
I read a story about the Gates divorce, which we talked about last week, Bill and Melinda Gates.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that she actually had met with a divorce attorney when? It's 2021 now.
I know this. I saw it. Yeah.
It says Melinda Gates first met with divorce lawyers to discuss ending her marriage to Bill Gates in October of 2019.
Do you know what the reason why was?
Well, I know what they're saying. They're saying it matters because the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Melinda Gates was concerned about her husband's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
Woo!
When the couple announced earlier this week that they are divorcing after 27 years of marriage, they gave no official reason for the split. Melinda Gates consulted with lawyers at several firms about her divorce since at least 2019. According to the Wall Street Journal, Melinda Gates had concerns about Epstein as far back as 2013. Bill Gates met with Epstein several times starting around 2011, well after the latter was convicted of sex crimes. The couple met Epstein in 2013 to discuss philanthropy, and Melinda Gates later voiced her discomfort with those meetings. Her husband and several employees continued with the meetings. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal in 2019, Bill Gates said of Epstein, "I didn't have any business relationship or friendship with him," and described his meetings with him as philanthropic networking. So that's the thing that everybody do. They run away right out of the gate. Oh, I didn't even know. And then pictures start showing up.
Yeah.
Together. Question. If Jeffrey Epstein was not a pedophile and he just had an island with whores on it, where all rich people went over there to Whore Island, to borrow a phrase, would that be okay?
Is it not sex trafficked? They're just there on their own volition?
He's paying them top dollar. And rotating them out because guys don't want to bang the same girl.
Well, there's a few problems. Are the guys married?
It doesn't matter. That's not illegal.
No. Not illegal. Well, are you saying illegal stuff? Then him paying them for sex is illegal.
So, no, not in the international waters. It's not.
Oh.
Not where his island is.
Oh. Gotcha, Captain.
So he's got the island. say at any time you go to the island, I don't know how big the island was, but let's just say 20.
Are you married in international waters?
No.
No, that wouldn't count. You have 25 women of different races and different ethnic backgrounds that are all at this island living like queens, and then every once in a while a private plane or a helicopter or one of those fantasy island seaplanes lands outside the island, and off walks a billionaire. And he's like, "Jeffrey, I'm going to be spending a couple of days here." And Jeffrey's like, "The ladies are here. Enjoy your time."
It's like the bunny ranch for rich people.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, though, he is paying the girls to be there. And the girls are getting tipped from the guys that they're with. So they're making thousands and thousands of dollars.
And they can leave anytime.
They can leave it. Well, let's say the plane takes them there. They're there for a week at a time. And then at the plane brings you in on a Saturday. And then it brings you home on the following Saturday. And if you come, you commit to the week. But if you leave, you leave. And then, you know, you can say, "I'd like to come back. I made good money." And he'd say, "Okay, well, you can come back in 2 weeks."
Describing the best island in the world?
I know,
or what is it?
Yeah.
What is the question here? Is that illegal?
Well, that's
No. My question is that if Jeffrey Epstein did that and let all these guys come there and have a completely private experience, which they can get away from their marriage, from the press, do whatever they want.
Yeah, you know what his nickname would have been? Cool Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They go ruin it with underage girls.
Right, yeah.
You know, he had everything perfect over there, but the problem was, I bet he found too many of those creeps that were like, "Can you get me a 13-year-old?
Right. It may have started the way you just said.
Yeah.
And then, you know, give him an inch, they take a mile. Where it's like, "Hey, supermodels are great, but have you heard about this 12-year-old? You know?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Here's what I do. I'm a financial planner, and you're a billionaire, and I want your money, and I'd like to discuss it with you. Come on out to my island for a couple of days, spend the time here, and we'll discuss it." So in between banging hot chicks from different countries, you're meeting and, you know, during having the best food taken out of you. I gotta tell you, horror, they should take that island and remake it.
Yeah.
Make it something better.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm in.
Well, I mean, look, Carmen, you take something bad, you take an old whorehouse and you make an orphanage out of it. Okay? You make it something better. Now you take this old island and you turn it into a positive.
Yeah.
How they wind up banging the kids, though. That some guy who doesn't know they turned it into an orphanage, he shows up and he's like,
"You gotta change the sign."
I don't know. It was dark. I couldn't see it.
No. But I mean, wouldn't that be something? Then if the scandal breaks and you find out that Jeffrey Epstein has a whore island out there, and everybody goes, "What? What is it?" And you go, "Oh, just a bunch of hot girls in a hotel on an island." And, "Are they kidnapped?" "No, he actually pays them $25,000 every time we go. And then what happens? Then guys come and they make sweet love to him, and then they give him another 20 grand in a week? Yeah. So these girls are going out there making 40, 50 grand a week, and they're doing another, yeah. I'm not mad at that.
And they have, like, regular testing to make sure the girls are safe.
Yeah, yeah, you have to have your paperwork to get on the island.
Spanish.
I mean, you know,
have your vaccination passport.
Part of the adventure.
No,
that's a special girl. They call out the roulette of disease.
Yeah, part of the adventure. You don't know. Why not? A little mystery to your day.
Those are a little cheaper. Like, oh, these ones over here have not been tested, but they're half price.
Feel
take
free.
Yeah.
They're in a bin.
Yeah,
at the front of the house.
Like that that scene that in that movie with Nicolas Cage where he's the arms dealer. And he has to go to Haiti, and they put him in the room with these two hot girls, smoking hot Haitian girls, and he's like, I wanted to do it, but then the statistics say that one in every three girls has AIDS, full-blown AIDS. And he was like, oh, I don't know. And they're, like, smoking hot, and they're all coming on to him, and he's like, eh.
But also, what if you cater to that as well, because I'm sure there's a
AIDS
lot of
Island?
No, not AIDS. I'm just saying for like people that have like different diseases, like, you know, there's some people who have like herpes.
Oh, yeah.
You have a girl for specifically the men who have herpes.
You could call it ST Island.
Nobody wants to bang a girl with herpes, even if you have herpes.
I mean, but if you guys aren't like showing symptoms and you're both on your medication and stuff, but it's just a little bit safer.
It does take away the guilt a little bit. If she's got herpes, too.
Speaking from experience?
Right.
Or
no, what you want, really, the thing that you want is a girl that's willing to get herpes. You know, she doesn't have herpes.
Yeah, a team player.
Yeah, right. No, but she's getting paid enough where she's like, yeah, I mean,
no
maybe.
Girl is willing to get herpes.
Trust me, there's plenty of girls that are willing to get herpes.
Oh,
if, if you pay them enough.
What?
Hi, I'm here for the island. Oh, the island's full. Is the herpes spot still open? Do you have herpes? No, but I'll be willing to get it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look, the money's good.
Mm-hmm. What?
I don't know. So, I've known people to have herpes, and you have no idea. You know what I mean?
It sounds
awful because we've made so many jokes about it over the years. But so evidently, if you have herpes, it flares up. And you take medicine for it, and it keeps it down. That's it?
Yeah.
And all it is what? If it's treated, it manifests as what? Bumps?
Genital warts.
I don't know.
Yeah, but
that's different.
Yeah, that's different, I think. Because I believe herpes, because isn't cold sores a type of herpes?
Yes. There's two type of herpes. Herpes 1, herpes 2.
Simplex? Isn't there simplex in there?
Yeah. So all I'm saying is it really that bad? Is it really that big of a deal?
No, you can still live a normal life, right? Yeah. Untreated, I think it can be bad. But as long as you're treating it properly, you know, obviously.
But also women can pass it on to their children during birth.
Oh, not cool, Mom.
Right. The photos look pretty rough.
Yeah, but you're looking at extreme photos of it.
Well,
I was in a court case one time, and the lawyer asked the guy that was suing me, if he had herpes, and he did.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like, why does this come up in conversation? But I started laughing. I was just sitting there, and he goes, how's your health? And the guy's like, okay. He goes, how's your herpes? He goes, I go, what? What just happened? Are we going to be warning about this?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, but you know what the deal? And the guy was like, it's fine. And I thought, it's really not that big of a deal, but to hear it is so shocking.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't really know what it's doing unless you have it, or you know what I mean? Other than that, you don't
know. This says people with herpes have relationships and live totally normal lives. There are treatments for herpes, and there's a lot you can do to make sure you don't give herpes to anyone you have sex with. Millions and millions of people have herpes. You are definitely not alone, Spanish.
Thank you.
I just remember being in high school, and that was like my biggest fear in the world. I didn't care about AIDS or anything else because I was like, there's no way anyone has that. But I was like, herpes. I could get herpes.
My fear is bears.
And quicksand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never got a sexual disease. I have driven buddies to the clinic before that have had woken up with like, oh, God, what is that? And I've taken them to but I've never had that before. Thank God I got a...
Never even a scare?
Never even a scare.
I had a scare, and I was living with my girlfriend at the time, and she was like, what is that? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know. Went and got it checked out, and it was an ingrown hair.
Oh.
And the doctor is like, do you want your girlfriend to come back? And I go, yes, please, and tell her to her face that it's an ingrown hair.
They told you a doctor said to me one time. He I was having a physical done this is before Joey was born, so this is 15, 20 years ago, in Wesley Chapel, Asian doctor. I could barely understand a word he was saying. And I had boxers on, and he's like, okay, take it down the boxer. Just like that. I'm not even making a joke. He's like, take it down the box. And I go, no. And he goes, ah.
No.
Complete. I was, that's exactly what I did. I go, no. And he goes,
shy boy.
Complete the physical. And I was like, ugh, all right. So I go, all right. I go, hey, doc, while you're down there, I go, look at that little bump thing there. Is that normal? Because it looked like a little pimple, but I had it too long, you know? And he looks at it, and he goes, oh, yes, that's a... from stress. And I'm like, nah, I'm not really stressed out. And he goes, no, physical stress. And I went, what? So he meant that I, like...
Too much.
Like, hit it.
Yeah.
And I was
too
like,
rough.
At least he didn't offer to relieve the stress.
Oh. No. But he was like, you tried to put it in... tried to push a square peg through a round hole. And, mm-hmm. I had done something like that before. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then he goes, want me to tell your wife? I go... Why would you tell my wife? And he goes, explain. I go, no. I was like, mind your own business down there. He actually asked me that. He goes, wanted me to tell wife. And I was like,
clear it
no.
up. Yeah.
No, my wife doesn't want to talk to you about it. She knows what caused it. She was there. That's it. But I've never had a scare. That was the one question I ever saw something where I was like, what? That feels like that should have gone away by now. Was that, remember the one time that I... not to say this delicately, I don't know if you were with the show. I had blood down there.
Yes.
Do you know what it was?
Didn't you rub it on something or catch it on something?
Whoa!
Your zipper.
I cut it and I couldn't see. Yeah. I didn't feel it or see it. But when I went pee-pee, there was a bunch of blood. And I was like, ah! But it wasn't coming from the inside tubes. It was coming from the outside, but I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
But finally, when I looked down and I saw the little cut, I've never been happier to find a wound on my body ever before in my life.
That would scare me more than bears.
Yeah, like yeah. I would have passed out, I think. I would have fainted right there.
I was freaking out.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't even like cancer. I just didn't want to ever see that again.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I realized it was nothing more than just a little cut. Thank God.
The only scare I've ever had is when you guys tested me for AIDS live on the air.
Yeah.
I thought maybe there's a chance this is going to go bad. You know?
Would have been the best break of radio ever.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
Life-changing.
Spanish, you do have AIDS.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Let's take a break. We'll be back.
we'll be back before after this.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Were you really nervous?
Yeah. The last time I had an STD test before that was probably in college. So, and then when I got the COVIDs, they did all my blood work, and I had them test for all the STDs and came back negative for everything. I was like, oh, so happy. So happy.
Yeah, that's the thing. Anytime I get a blood test, I
do it up.
Yeah, but like I'm not worried about it now sexually, but anytime I ever get a blood test, I'm just getting worried that they're going to go, hey, we need you to come in for this one. Like, gonna be. I told you my Cologuard was good.
That's good news.
My butt stuff.
Yeah. I'm doing some blood work on Friday to make sure everything's still okay in case my cholesterol too high.
Just him and Joe at the house. They're going to get each other's blood and put it on a plate. And, I don't know. I don't see anything, Joe.
It looks okay. It tastes good.
Yeah, it tastes fine.
You should learn how to do that stuff, Joe. This way you can have
I think I will.
Joe's
I
we'll lab.
Yeah, I'll try. We'll try
Joe's
this weekend.
Lab. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Pass.
What are you guys doing this weekend? I know it's only Monday, but just thinking.
Oh, nothing.
Like thinking ahead.
Taking a break since we had to do all the Mother's Day stuff. Ugh, rough. What a day, huh?
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. Okay. I just sat around and I had Chinese food. It was great.
Oh.
It was delicious.
This weekend is my mother's birthday, so I'm back in mother action.
It's my son's birthday today.
Today?
Today.
How old's your son?
21.
Oh, wow. What'd you do for him? Get him a gift or what?
He's coming over this week.
He's taking him to the same shop he took his own.
I didn't say, is he coming over? I said, what'd you do for him? Did you get him a gift?
No, Gio.
Oh, aggressive.
Take it easy.
It's son jealousy. This is his real son. Gio's a little jealous, you know?
I mean, I'm just inquiring. I didn't say, hey, is he coming over?
Okay.
So, what'd you get him?
I didn't get him anything yet, Gio. He's not here yet.
You said his birthday isn't today.
His birthday is today. He's coming over this weekend.
All right. What are you going to get him?
Go mind your own business.
Stay
in your lane, man.
You almost said go F yourself.
What?
He goes, go mind your own business.
Yeah.
What'd you get him last year?
He got him a mug that said world's best son.
That's right.
I have that mug, too.
Well,
Did you get him a gift last year?
No, Gio.
2 years in a row?
No, 2 years in a row.
No gift.
No gift.
That's, I don't believe that.
That's not
Father of the Year.
I give him money. He's 21.
How much?
Wow, thoughtful.
Why don't you mind your own business, Gio?
I think Gio's just trying to figure out what you're going to get him, his, your other son.
I mean, you should run it past us so that we can let you know in your old age, sometimes you're a little bit out of the loop.
You don't want to get him like a wooden duck or something. Or a stick and a wheel or whatever you think is fun.
A stick and a wheel?
Here's your own slingshot. Oh, boy. Okay, well.
Do you remember the story about my Uncle Leo, why I don't like him?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly why.
Oh, yeah.
My Uncle Leo showed up at my house, at my grandparents' house one day, my great-grandparents, and he gave my brother a toy right in front of me, and he looks at me and he goes, "Good boys, get toys," and he handed it to him, and I was like, "What did I do?" And then he opened it up, and that toy was a ceramic tree stump with a bird on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, lucky you. Good to be the good kid." By the way, my brother was the most devious bad kid ever. And the fact that they were giving him toys for being good is hilarious to me. But yeah, Uncle Leo, hope he's in hell right now.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I hope he's burning in pain.
By the way, that is Pitbull Toddlers Tour for 2021, Good Boys Get Toys Tour.
June 18th. We need to start practicing.
Very excited.
Yeah, you keep saying that like I'm not in for practice.
I'm waiting for one of you guys to go, "Okay, we got practice Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Okay, but here's the way that it goes, is I text, let's practice, and then nobody does anything. And then you text, let's practice, and they go, "Okay, well, when should we practice? Oh, what should we do?"
We should practice.
Text it. Pick a date. I'm in.
You
have drums. We'll practice.
You do it first. You text them.
I refuse.
And we'll see how it goes.
I refuse. Same with we should learn some new songs. All right. Here's 50 new songs. I literally wrote one time, "I will learn any song anyone picks at any time." You know how many songs I've learned that we haven't played just because people brought it up? And I'm like, yeah, I'll learn it. That's fine.
Well, let's go with that. Let's go. You've already learned them. Let's go with what you've learned.
Do it.
All right.
Is this the new practice spot here in the studio?
I don't know. I think it'd be too loud in here.
Yeah. Do you know where our equipment is?
No, I don't.
I have like four or five drum sets, and I know that they have one of them somewhere.
They said to me,
"Is it Pete's place?" Maybe
the other day, somebody said to me, "We have to go get the stuff out of the storage," and I go, "We have a storage?" I'm like, "Where do we have a storage?" I'm like, "Is somebody paying for the storage? Am I paying for the storage?" Evidently, Pete has a storage, and it's in
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
But I don't know where that is
right,
or what's going on. And we need a vehicle now. We got to start. We got to figure out what we're doing.
Let's get on it, bro.
This is something. We got to figure out how we're moving things, where we're moving it to. Anyway. All right, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. When I come back from break, I will go to your phone calls. I have not taken any phone calls all morning. I will hit you up when we come back here. I know there are some people on hold. We appreciate your patience. I'll get them when we come back. Don't forget, you got another opportunity to win $1,000. That is coming up at 10 o'clock. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is